So, Nicole, what was the most interesting thing that happened while you were in Paris?
I think that there were many things interesting that happened in Paris, but one thing that was interesting but also kind of alarming at the same time was when me and my friend Nikki, we were trying to visit the Notre Dame, and we came across a bunch of locals playing a game, and somehow we decided that we would stop by one of these games on the streets, and we kind of got roped into playing it. With the language barriers, one of the guys who was initiating the game, he said that I needed to put in 50 euros in order to play the game. And so, unbeknownst to me, my 50 euros was sort of a betting tool. So we ended up playing this game that I'm sure many people have already heard of, maybe on the New York streets. But it's a game where you put in where there's one ball and three cups, and the person who's initiating the game moves all of the cups around, and you try and find where the ball is at the end of it. So me and my friend Nikki thought that we would be really good at this, and with lack of communication with the locals, we quickly put in 50 euros, and then it went to 100 euros, and then for each of us, it went to 300 euros. So I think that this was a really interesting time for us both, really having no idea where we were at all, and really having no communication or very minimal communication with the locals was really interesting and kind of a really good learning experience, because we soon realized that that our money was now gone, that our day was kind of dampered. We felt like we couldn't do as much of what we wanted to do. So overall, I think this was just a really, it, now when I look back on it, it's a really funny experience, but I think at the time, it definitely felt like I wasn't as competent in my surroundings that as I should have been.
What kind of stopped you from just walking away from the game once you had already put 50 euros in? Did you just feel uncomfortable or what?
Yeah, I think when I put in the 50 euros and then I lost it, I almost felt, well, first I felt, I lost 50 euros. I can put in another 50 euros to try and get that back. But I think it was sort of honestly the communication factor with the Parisians, I don't even know what you call it. With them really not indicating what the game actually was and what I was that I was going to be betting this 50 euros without having any idea that I was actually never going to get my 50 euros or 300 euros back. So it was sort of this interesting factor too.
What advice would you give to people who are about to travel to Paris?
Well, I think number one is just really being aware of your surroundings and knowing that this type of con artist game is going on, but also just being very aware that, we are visitors going to a foreign country, and sometimes these locals don't have foreigners' best interests at mind, and sort of play with our heads a lot of the time. So I think just going to Paris and doing your research before, my brother actually ended up sending me after I told him what happened, he sent me an article that the same exact game was this phenomenon going on in New York City as well. So just having an idea of what's going on around the world as well is really important, I think, too.
Yeah.